and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We are studying in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, and we left off with Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1. It says, "Children, obey your parents." Well, how are they to do that? They're to do it in the Lord. And I've given some insight to this before, but let me say that in the Lord, you see, also I believe when a child obeys the parents, then it is as though he or she is obeying in the Lord as unto the Lord, as unto him. In other words, they're doing what God wants them to do as they obey their parents. And I've said this before, a parent who is in right relationship with the Lord is not going to ask the child to do something wrong or convince that child to do wrong. But once again, all parents are not in the Lord as the child should be in the Lord. All parents do not raise their children according to the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And in those cases, we simply have to pray for those youngsters that God would take care of them and that someone would come into their life and help them to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Help them to grow up knowing Jesus Christ. Well, when a child obeys parents, now I'm speaking of children who are in a home where God is served. When a child obeys parents, it brings pleasure to the Lord. And in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 20, it says, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord." And once again, I do not believe the Lord would have a child obey a parent in doing something wrong. I do not believe that is proper. And certainly we would not condone it, and neither would God condone sin or condone someone who's trying to lead a child, whether it's a parent or anyone else, trying to lead that child wrong and lead that child into sin. That is totally wrong. You see, parents need to understand that one day they will stand before God and give an account as to how they have raised their children. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17 says, "Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves." Why? Why should people do this? Why should youngsters do this? It says, "For they watch for your souls, as they must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you." Well, parents not only are to take care of the physical needs of their children, but they are also to concern themselves with the souls of their children. Where will that child be after death? Whether the parent knows Jesus as Savior or not, that parent has a responsibility to God. Parents, whether saved or not, will stand before God one day and give an account as to how they have raised their children. Again, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17 says they will give an account. And just as the child is to obey the parent is to obey God. They are to ask Jesus Christ into their heart because God has said that that's what human beings are to do. They are supposed to do that. Why? Because God wants to have the honor and glory of saving that individual. To help that individual know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. God has done everything that he can. Jesus Christ came into this world. God loved us so much that he sent Jesus, his son, into the world to seek and to save those who were lost. God has done his part. Now it's up to man to do his part. And really all man has to do is accept what God has given. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you've been born again, you know that. You know that we are to serve God in spirit and in truth, and we're to look to him to help us to make right decisions. not simply for our lives as adults, but we're to look to Him for guidance in helping the youngsters that we have charge of. In other words, you may be a parent right now and you're raising your child. You need to look to the Word of God, praying and asking God, Lord, what would you have me to do? Help me to raise my children the way they should be raised in your nurture and the admonition that you give. And let me remind you, the admonitions that we find in the Word of God, they're not hard. They are right. They are the right things to do when it comes to raising children. Well, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Why is this? Why should this be done? The verse goes on to say, for this is right. It's right because it is so appointed by God as a duty. It's right because children owe a debt of gratitude to their parents for what they have done for them. Remember, why should children obey their parents in the Lord? For this is right. It is right because it will be for the good of the children themselves and for the welfare of society. And I see that the child is told in the Bible to hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. That's Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 22. If you don't believe the Bible, then you don't believe God, because He's the one who wrote the Word of God. He is the one who wrote the Bible. It's God-breathed. Well, yes, He used man to pen down the words, but God is the author. See, when a child is raised to respect his or her parents, it is for the benefit of the child. And following the precepts of God for raising children brings blessing to that child according to the Word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 16 says, honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Well, something else to remember is that parents will give an account to God one day as to how they have raised their children, and that's important. Remember, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17 says that each person who has children, those people are responsible for those children, and they will give an account one day as to how they've raised them. Well, let me go back to Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 16, where it says, honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now, we're going to see this further as we go into verse 2 here, that we're to honor, that parents are to be honored. The father and mother are to be honored by the children. And this is done for many reasons, but one reason in Deuteronomy 5:16 says that their days may be prolonged. Well, verse 2 of Ephesians chapter 6 says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Honor thy father and mother. You see, this explains who parents are. The mother, a woman. The father, a man. A woman who tries to change God's law by saying she can become a man and have children is someone who is totally removed from reality or is just plain living in a fantasy world. Some women do have operations and they do have their bodies mutilated and may resemble a man's body, but they are still a woman. You see, a woman can have a child and say she is a man, but saying she is a man does not make her a man. It's the height of ignorance to think that something like this can be done. Now, once again, the body can be mutilated, but that person will still be a woman. On the other hand, a man who tries to change God's law by saying he can become a woman and have children is someone who is totally removed from reality or is just plain living in a fantasy world, just like the woman who thinks that she can become a man and do what a man does. A man cannot have a child just because he says he is a woman. He can say he is a woman all he wants, but that does not make him a woman. Well, even if some deranged doctor one day, or perhaps even now, can perform some kind of surgery on a man so he could carry a child within his body, that still does not make that man a woman. People have tried to change God's plans and order of things for years, hundreds and thousands of years. But those who try pay a great price in the end. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7 says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Whatever a person does in this life, there's something to pay. In other words, there's a result that takes place for whatever a person does in this life. Some people sow they sow sin because of sin. And some people sow good, they're serving God. But whatever you're sowing, you're going to reap that one day, just as the farmer, when he puts a seed in the ground, something comes up. There's a result. And that's the way it is, according to the Word of God. When you sow something that is worthwhile, something good will come up. But if you sow something bad, that's not good. A man will reap what he sows. And that goes for the woman as well. Well, I believe I can say this verse, Galatians 6, 7, would also include women. Now, once again, let me read verse 7 of Galatians 6 again. "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." That would apply to a woman as well. You see, parents are not only to be loved and feared. We tell the child to reverence their parents and to obey them. But parents are not only to be loved and feared and reverenced. Their corrections are to be submitted to. Parents often lose their temper when correcting offenses of children. Losing their temper is certainly not right or pleasing in God's sight. They are to be honored in thought, word, and gesture by the child when corrected. Parents do make mistakes because they're human, but those mistakes need to be corrected. Parents are to be highly thought of by the child and respected. Parents are to be spoken to and of in a very honorable way, in a respectful manner by a child. And parents are to be comforted, assisted, and kept comfortable in old age. Taken care of when circumstances arise when parents can no longer take care of themselves. That's biblical. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Why? Because this is right, and we've read that. But notice, honor thy father and mother, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 2. Well, notice this, the word honor. Honor, I believe, is higher than obedience. Honor in verse 2 means to honor, that honor is due to those who, by divine appointment, are above us, and to whom our most respectful consideration is due. Parents even have this when they go to work for someone. They're to listen to the person who has been placed over them. They're to honor that individual by respecting them and doing what they want them to do. That's what they're there for. They are there to help that individual to meet whatever is placed before them, to help the individual who has the oversight of them to do good. And that's the way a parent is. Notice, once again, divine appointment. That's above us. Those people who are above us and to whom our most respectful consideration is due are those people who have authority over us. I pray for you that God would bless you in the time you have on this earth. I pray that you're saved, and I pray as a saved person, if you are saved, that you're serving God, and if you have children, that you're raising them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Serve the Lord and do what He would have you to do.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.